I can.
Everybody's safe here.
Okay, amen.
Well, good. It's good to be here with you all.
Magandang gabi po at masaya kami na nandito kami.
And it's been a long time that we've been praying about being here, and now we're here, and so we're excited about it.
Matagal na kaming nananalangin na makarating kami dito at nandito na po kami.
And we're so thankful that you came tonight to be with us.
At masaya kami na kayo ay nandito para makisama sa amin.
Now I'm going to introduce some of our folks here.
Pagpakilala ko yung mga kaibigan ko na nandito.
And then hopefully after the service you can get to know us a little bit better, and then we can get to know you better.
At pagtapos na ang service natin, sana magkakakilala tayong mas maganda.
Now, if you're here, I guess it's kind of obvious, the ones that are here from Fishers.
Kung kayo ay tiga Indiana.
Turn around and shake somebody's hands. How about that?
Shake kayong tumayo at mag-shake ng hands. Kung kayo ang bisita.
Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, it's kind of obvious, the white. All right, we're going to get started, and if you have your Bibles with you, turn to the Gospel of Luke.
Kung meron kayong Bible, buksan niyo na ang Bible niyo sa Luke.
And we'll begin in Luke 9. Luke 9.
Magsisimula tayo sa Luke chapter 9.
And we'll look at, we'll start here, Luke 9:57.
Punta tayo sa Luke chapter 9 at saka verse number 57.
My question to you this evening is this.
Ang tanong ko sa inyo ngayong gabi ay ito.
Are you a true follower of Christ?
Kayo ba ay totoong sumusunod sa Panginoon?
There are several people that say they follow Christ.
Marami nagsasabi na sumusunod sila sa Panginoon.
And as I've been in the ministry for 30 some years,
at habang ako ay nasa ministry ng 30 mga higit na 30 taon,
I find a lot of people say I follow Christ.
Marami akong nakikilala nagsasabi, sumusunod ako sa Panginoon.
But later on when I look at their lives,
pero kung titingnan ko ang kanilang buhay,
they're no longer following him.
Hindi na sila sumusunod sa Panginoon.
So I want to ask you this question tonight, are you a true follower of the Lord Jesus Christ?
So ang gusto kong tanungin sa inyo, ikaw ba ay totoong sumusunod sa Panginoong Jesucristo?
And the Bible says this.
Sinabi ng Bible ay ito.
And it came to pass that as they went in the way,
nung lumipas ng panahon at sila'y naglakbay,
a certain man said unto him,
may isang tao nagsabi sa kanya,
Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest.
Panginoon, susundan kita kahit saan ka man pumunta.
And Jesus said unto him,
at sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya,
foxes have holes.
Yung mga foxes, meron daw silang mga bahay-bahay, yung butas.
And birds of the air have nests.
At yung mga ibon, meron silang mga nests. Ano yung nest sa Tagalog?
Butler.
Ano yun?
Ugan.
But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head.
Pero yung anak ng tao, na kahit na saan, hindi siya pwedeng ilagay ang kanyang ulo kahit saan.
And he said unto another,
at sinabi niya sa isa,
follow me.
Sundan mo ako.
But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
Pero sinabi niya, Panginoon, sandali lang. Kailangan kong ilibing ang aking ama.
And then Jesus said unto him,
sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya,
let the dead bury their dead.
Hayaan mo na yung patay na ilibing ang patay.
But go thou and preach the kingdom of God.
Pero ikaw, mag-aral ka ng kaharian ng Panginoon.
And another also said,
at yung isa pa ang sinabi,
Lord, I will follow thee.
Panginoon, susundan kita.
But let me first go bid them farewell.
Pero hayaan mong magpa-goodbye muna ako.
Which are at home at my house.
Doon sa mga nasa bahay ko, sa mga tahanan, sa tahanan ko.
And Jesus said unto him,
at sinabi ni Jesus sa kanya,
no man having put his hand to the plow,
walang sino man na nilalagay niya yung kanyang kamay,
and looking back,
at tumitingin sa likod,
is fit for the kingdom of God.
Ay tamang-tama para sa kaharian ng Diyos.
What's interesting, we find three people.
Makikita natin ito sa tatlong taong ito.
All three of these people said that Jesus was Lord.
Yung tatlong ito, lahat sila, sinasabi nila na ang si Jesucristo ay Panginoon.
But we find an interesting response to what Jesus said to each individual.
Pero meron silang mga sinasagot sa Panginoon, sa utos ng Panginoon.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your blessings. Lord, we thank you for the privilege of being here tonight to be with the people here in the Philippines, be with your people, Lord, to minister in the Bible time, Lord, to minister here in the church and to be a blessing to all here at Mount Zion. Lord, I pray that you would bless, that you would guide, you would direct. And Lord, as we think about your calling to each and every one of us, there's that calling that you say, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So Father, I pray as we have responded to that calling, Lord, I pray that as we respond correctly. Lord, help us as we look at this, and may it be that we would be encouraged, may it be that we would be a true follower of you. And we thank you and praise you for all of these things. In Christ's precious name, amen. What we find here are three individuals.
Makikita natin itong sa preaching natin, tatlong individual.
Each individual began their sentence by address to Jesus Christ as Lord.
Nasa pasimula ng kanilang pagsagot sa Panginoon, yung simula, tinatawag na nilang Panginoon si Jesus.
And when they say Lord, they mean you are absolute master.
Nung sinabi nilang Panginoon, ang ibig nilang sabihin, ikaw ay ang talagang pinakamataas na
you are the one who is worthy.
Ikaw ay ang karapat-dapat.
And you are the one who deserves me to follow you.
At karapat-dapat lang na ako ay sumunod sa iyo.
In other words, they said, Lord, you are my master.
Sinasabi nila, Panginoon, ikaw ang aking Diyos.
Now, when we say Lord in our lives, is the Lord really your absolute master?
Na kapag tayong tumatawag sa Panginoon na Panginoon, siya talaga ba ay ang Panginoon ng ating buhay?
Now, it's easy to say that He's my Lord.
Napaka-simple lang na sabihin, siya nga ang ating Panginoon.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Napaka-easing sabihin, mahal na mahal ko ang si Jesus.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Si Jesus ang daan, ang katotohanan, at ang buhay.
No man cometh unto the Father but by Him.
Wala nang makakalapit pa sa Ama, kundi sa pamamagitan niya.
That I'm a whosoever.
Na ako ay ang sino man.
That whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Na ako yung sino man na tumawag sa pangalan ng Panginoon na maliligtas.
That I trusted Jesus in my heart.
Na ako ay sumampalataya sa Panginoon.
I know if I die today that I'm going to heaven.
Alam ko pag namatay ako ngayon, ngayong gabi, patungo na ako sa langit.
But Jesus is wanting something more.
Pero gusto ng Panginoon ang higit pa.
If Jesus saved you, doesn't He deserve more?
Kung ikaw'y niligtas ng Diyos, hindi ba dapat marami pang?
Does he deserve to be absolute master of your life?
Siya ba dapat ang maging Panginoon ng iyong buhay?
When you think about what Jesus did for each and every one of us,
kung pag-isipin mo yung ginawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo sa bawat isa sa atin,
Jesus died on that cross for you and me.
Siya ay namatay sa krus ng Kalbaryo para sa atin.
He died the most brutal death.
Napakasuklam yung kanyang kamatayan.
But it wasn't the death that really was the difference.
Pero hindi naman ang kamatayan talaga ang nagpapaiba.
But it's what he went through at the cross and before and all and after that made the difference for each and every one of us.
Ang higit na importante ay naranasan niya habang tinutubos niya ang ating kabayaran sa krus.
Because what would you have to pay for your eternal salvation?
Ano ang dapat mong bayaran para sa kaligtasan?
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
Ang sabi ng Bible, ang kabayaran ng kasalanan ay kamatayan.
And that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
At lahat ay hindi makaabot sa kaluwalhatian ng Diyos.
And each and every one of us deserved death.
At lahat po tayo ay karapat-dapat lang na mamatay.
Eternal separation from God.
Na mahiwalay sa Panginoon ng walang hanggan.
And yet Jesus loved us so much that He laid down His life for us.
Ngunit, mahal tayo ng Panginoon, inialay niya ang kanyang buhay para sa atin.
And He purchased our redemption with His own blood.
At binayad niya ang kaligtasan natin sa pamamagitan ng kanyang banal na dugo.
With the crown of thorns.
Parin yung crown? Torona ng tinik.
And with the beatings of the cat of nine tails.
Pati yung whip. Ano yung whip? Yeah. Ano yung pangpalo? Pangpalo na ano? Merong silang tinatawag na cat of nine tails. Yung kung merong yung mga bato-bato at merong bones at mayroon pong ngayon. Pag tinawak yung pag pinalo ka yung balat mo ikakalkal yan.
And ripped his body to shreds.
At binugbog siya yung kanyang katawan na parang laman.
But even worse than that,
pero mas higit pa dyan,
he suffered separation from the Father.
Siya ay nahiwalay sa kanyang ama.
He suffered the wrath of God the Father upon his life.
Ininagay sa kanya ang todong galit ng Diyos Ama.
So that he could be our master.
Para lang siya ay maging Panginoon ng ating buhay.
He is worthy of all.
Karapat dapat lang siya ang mamunok sa lahat.
But my question to you this evening is he your absolute master?
Ang tanong ko sa inyo ngayong gabi ay siya ba ay namumuno sa iyong buhay?
Can you say today that Jesus was your master?
Masasabi niyo ba ngayon na ang Panginoong Hesukristo nga ay Panginoon ng iyong buhay?
Can you say that Jesus, I followed you today? I picked up my cross and followed you?
Masasabi mo ba, Panginoon, sumunod ako sa iyo ngayon, pinulot ko ang aking krus, at ako ay sumunod sa iyo ngayon?
Could you honestly say that what I thought,
sinabi
Lord,
mo,
you are the master of my thoughts?
Sinabi mo ba sa iyong sarili, Panginoon, ikaw ang Panginoon ng aking isip?
Were you the master of my lips?
Panginoon, kayo po ang Panginoon ng aking mga labi.
Were you the master of my eyes?
Panginoon, kayo ang Panginoon ng aking mga mata.
Are you the master of my desire?
Kayo pa ang Panginoon ng lahat ng aking karamdaman.
It's easy to say that He's our Lord Master, isn't it?
Napaka-easy lang sabihin na siya ay Panginoon.
But let's look at what Jesus said to three individuals who said that Jesus was His Lord.
Pero tingnan natin ang sinabi ng Panginoon sa tatlong tao na nagsabi na si Jesus ay Panginoon ng kanilang buhay.
The first one said, Lord, I will follow thee wherever thou goest.
Yung una, sinabi niya, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo kahit saan ka man pumunta.
In other words, he said, Lord, I will follow you at any price.
Sabi niya, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo kahit ano pa ang presyo, ano pa ang hinihiling mo, gagawin ko yan.
No matter where it will take me.
Kahit saan ito patungo.
No matter how long it will keep me.
Kahit na gaano katagal ito.
No matter the cost that will cost me.
Kahit
or
na
price that will cost me.
Kahit na gaano kahirap.
But no matter what, Lord, I will go wherever you take me.
Kahit saan po, Panginoon, kahit saan mo ako dalhin, susunod ako sa iyo.
And Jesus responded to him by saying this.
At sumagot ang Panginoon, sinabi niya ito.
Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests.
Yung mga foxes, ano yung foxes sa Tagalog?
Dogs.
Ha? Lobo, no? Wolf. Lobo. Lobo at saka mga ibon, may mga tahanan yan.
But the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head.
Pero ang anak ng tao, wala siyang tahanan na pwede niyang ihiga ang kanyang ulo.
Are you willing to follow Jesus wherever he takes you?
Sigurado ka bang susunod ka sa Panginoon?
Whether there's a nest?
Kahit na walang tahanan?
Whether there's a place that you can lay your head?
Kahit na walang kama na pwede mong ilagay ang iyong ulo?
No matter the cost?
Kahit na magkano?
No matter what happened? Is he truly the Lord?
Kahit na ano mangyari sa iyo?
Many people say, I'll follow you, Lord.
Marami nagsasabi, susunod ako sa iyo, Panginoon.
But I'll follow you at my terms.
Pero susunod ako sa iyo sa aking layunin, sa aking paraan.
And I'll follow you at my time.
At susunod ako sa iyo kung sa oras ko.
The first one said, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go.
Yung una, sinabi niya, kahit saan ka pumunta, susunod po ako sa iyo.
Jesus said, are you ready?
Sabi ng Panginoon, ready ka na ba?
Are you ready no matter what it will take?
Ready ka ba kahit na ano pa ang kahit gaano ka sakit, kahirap?
And no matter what the cost will be.
At kahit na ano pa ang hihiling ko sa iyo.
But then we find the second one.
At yung pangalawa.
And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father.
Sabi ng pangalawa, Panginoon, hayaan mo lang na ilibing ko muna ang aking ama.
Jesus told him, follow me.
Ang sabi ng Panginoon sa kanya, sumunod ka na sa akin.
But the first thing that came out of the man's mouth was, but.
At ang una ng sinabi ng taong ito, sabi niya, pero.
In other words, he said, Lord, I will follow you in my own time.
Kumbaga sinabi niya, oh Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo, kaya lang, huwag muna ngayon, sa oras ko susunod ako sa iyo.
You and I find it a lot of people that say that they're Christian.
Alam mo, nakikita ko sa maraming mga tao nagsasabi na Kristiyano sila.
They say, Lord, I'm going to follow you.
Sabi nila, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo.
Oh Lord, I know I'm saved.
Oh Panginoon, alam ko, ligtas ako.
I prayed and asked you to come into my heart.
Nanalangin ako, tumawag ako, tinanggap kita sa aking puso.
But Lord, I'll follow you in my own time.
Susunod ako sa iyo, Panginoon, kaya lang sa oras ko.
Lord, I'll follow you when I'm ready.
Susunod ako sa iyo, pag ready na ako.
Lord, I'll give you my mind when I get older.
Bibigay ko sa iyo ang aking isip pag matanda na ako.
I'll do it at a more convenient time.
O sa susunod na lang po, susunod ako sa iyo.
Besides, I've got to live my life.
Kasi meron akong buhay na gusto kong gawin.
I have my desires.
Meron akong damdamin na gustong gawin.
I have my wants.
Meron akong gustong gusto sa akin.
And I want to do it in my time.
Susunod ako sa iyo, kaya lang sa oras ko.
But what did Jesus say?
Anong sinabi ng Panginoon?
Jesus said unto him,
sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya,
let the dead bury their dead.
Hayaan mo na yung patay ang maglibing sa patay.
But go thou and preach the kingdom of God.
Pero ikaw, sige na, mangaral ka ng kaharian ng Diyos.
Here is what some would look at this and say, but isn't Jesus being insensitive towards what this man's condition is?
Di titingnan ng tao ito, sasabihin nila, Panginoon, hindi ba napakahirap naman ninyo? Hindi ba ninyo naintindihan itong taong ito?
But the problem was, his father wasn't dead.
Ang problema eh, hindi pa naman pala patay ang kanyang tatay.
In other words, he said, I just want to wait as I live my life, and when my dad dies, then I'll serve him.
Ang ibig niya sa palang sabihin, hihintayin ko na lang na mamatay muna ang tatay ko at ilibing ko siya bago ako sumunod sa iyo.
See, a lot of people will stop serving the Lord because of family.
Maraming tao magsasabi, hindi ako susunod sa Panginoon kasi sa pamilya ko.
Or their friends.
O sa mga kaibigan ko.
They look around and say, is my friend serving the Lord? Then I'll serve the Lord.
Tumitingin sila sa kaibigan nila, sasabihin nila, ah, sumusunod pala yung kaibigan ko, kaya ako, susunod din ako.
They'll say, if my family's serving the Lord, then I'll serve the Lord.
Ah, yung pamilya ko pala, sumusunod sa Panginoon, so susunod na rin ako.
And they look at the lives and they say, Lord, I'll serve you in my own time.
So tinitingnan nila ang kanilang buhay at sinasabi nila, ah, susunod ako sa iyo sa oras ko.
The sad reality I find in many Christians, so-called Christians' lives.
Pero nakakalungkot na katotohanan.
Many young people have told me, oh, I'm going to preach when I get older.
Marami nagsasabi, ako'y mangangaral ng salita ng Diyos pag tumanda na ako.
God's called me into the ministry.
Tinawag ako ng Panginoon sa ministry.
God's called me to do something.
Meron layunin ng Panginoon sa aking buhay.
But,
pero,
I've got my life to live.
Meron akong buhay na gusto kong gawin sa sarili ko.
When I get married, I'll serve God.
Pag nagpakasal na lang ako, doon na lang ako susunod sa Panginoon.
Or after the children are out of the house, then I'll serve God.
Siguro susunod na lang ako sa Panginoon pag wala na yung mga bata sa bahay.
After I retire, I'll serve God.
Pag tumanda na ako na mag-retire na lang ako, doon na lang ako susunod sa Panginoon.
And the sad reality is this.
Ang nakakalungkot na katotohanan ay ito.
They never truly follow God.
Hindi talaga sumusunod sa Panginoon.
Then we'll find someone here. We find the first one says, Lord, I'll follow you at any price.
Yung una, sinabi niya, susunod ako sa iyo kahit na gaano kahirap.
I'll go wherever you want me to go.
Pupunta ako kahit saan mo sabihin.
Then we find the second one that says, Lord, I'll follow you at my own time.
Susunod ako sa iyo, Panginoon, sabi ng pangalawa, sa aking oras.
I'll follow you whenever I feel like it.
O susunod ako sa iyo kung pakiramdam ko, susunod ako.
But then we find the third one here that's interesting. It says, another said, also said, Lord, I will follow thee.
Pero yung pangatlo, nakakapagtaka, sabi niya, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo.
But let me first go bid them farewell, which are at my home, at my house.
Pero hayaan mo muna na sabihin kong goodbye dun sa mga nasa tahanan ko.
And Jesus said unto him,
pero sinabi ng Panginoon sa kanya,
No man having put his hands to the plow,
walang sino man na maglagay ng kanyang kamay,
and looking back,
at tumitingin sa likod,
is fit for the kingdom of God.
Ay karapat dapat sa kaharian ng Diyos.
So what we find here is another interesting fellow.
So nakakapagtaka itong taong ito.
He said, I'll follow you, Lord, on my terms.
Susunod ako sa inyo, Panginoon, kaya lang sa aking layunin.
In other words, he said, it's about me first.
Kumbaga, sinasabi niya, ako muna.
He says, let me first go bid.
Sabi niya, hayaan muna ako muna ay magsabi ng...
In other words, he said, Lord, my priorities are more important than yours.
Sinasabi niya, Panginoon, ang layunin ko ay mas importante kaysa sa layunin mo.
Lord, I'll do whatever.
Panginoon, gagawin ko ang lahat.
As long as it's convenient for me.
Pag-isi lang para sa akin.
You know, so often as we serve the Lord,
sa paglilingkod natin sa Panginoon,
we put conditions on Him.
Marami tayong kondisyon sa pagsunod sa Panginoon.
We say, Lord, I'm going to serve you in my time.
Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo pag may oras.
Lord, I'll follow you on my terms.
Susunod ako sa iyo, kaya lang sa aking layunin.
And yet, what Jesus said was interesting.
Kaya lang, ang sinabi ni Jesus ay napaka nakatakatakay po.
No man having put his hand to the plow.
Sabi niya, walang sino man ang maglagay ng kanyang kamay sa gawain.
And looking back is fit for the kingdom of God.
Pero tumitingin sa likod ay hindi karapat-dapat sa kaharian ng Diyos.
Now, what's that mean?
Anong ibig sabihin nito?
Why would they not be fit for the kingdom of God?
Bakit hindi sila karapat-dapat sa kaharian ng Diyos?
What are you talking about, Lord, about putting your hand to the plow?
Anong ibig sabihin na linalagay yung inyong kamay sa gawa?
In other words, you said, Lord, I'm going to do your work.
Kumbaga, itong sinasabi mong, Panginoon,
Lord, I'm going to follow you.
Gagawin ko ang iyong gawa at susunod ako sa iyo.
But what Jesus said is a person that puts their hand to the plow and looks back is good for nothing.
Ang ibig sabihin ng Panginoon, yung nagsasabi ng ganito ay yung humahawak sa gawa pero lumilingon sa likod ay worthless. Ano yung worthless?
No good.
Hindi karapat dapat.
And so here, this is the picture that we have.
So ito ang makikita nating larawan.
People have seen the oxen.
Nakita ng mga tao yung buro.
With the plow.
Na meron siyang gawa.
And he's standing there and he has his hands to the plow.
Hinahawak niya yung pangkayod.
Anybody ever, do they mow lawns around here? They probably don't mow lawns. Yeah,
they cut lawns.
They cut lawns, okay. Well, in the States, we mow lawns.
sa US, yung pag-cut nila sa grass, lawnmower na.
In fact, the three boys have a lawn mowing business.
Yung tatlo niyang anak, meron silang sa business nila na nagmaano ng lawn.
They have this lawnmower that you stand up on.
Nakatayo pa sila sa lawnmower.
And it will spin like 360.
Pwedeng umikot-ikot. Pwedeng umikot-ikot yung lawnmower nila. Nakatayo sila sa lawnmower.
And if you don't keep your hands on the handles,
at pag hindi mo hinawak ng tama ang lawnmower,
your lines will go like this.
Makikita mo yung lawn na pagguhit yung guhit ng lawn, mali, palpak. Instead of derecho, nakaano yan.
First time I got on the mower,
unang beses na nakasakay siya.
I was trying to keep it straight.
Sabi niya, sinusubok niya na diretso siya.
It was going, right.
Kaya lang, yung unang beses, ganyan, instead of...
I looked at my lines were not straight.
Hindi diretso yung linya niya.
See, these are straight. But my lines were like this.
Yung linya dito, diretso yung linya niya, pag ganyan.
But what he was making a picture of here was a man who put his hand to the plow and looked back.
At yung guhit, larawang guhit na ibig niya sabihin, yung tao na naglalagay ng kanyang kamay at tumitingin sa likod.
As he plowed,
habang siya nagtatrabaho,
his furrow would go like this.
Yung ang kanyang gawa hindi tuwid, ito ay baluktot.
You know, the biggest problem with most Christians is this.
Ang pinakamalaking problema sa mga Kristiyano ay ito.
Our lives go like this.
Ang buhay natin ay hindi diretso at buluktot.
And the problem is,
ang problema,
we're not effective for God.
Hindi tayo magagamit ng Panginoon.
And we don't do what our Master has called us to do.
At hindi natin magagawa ang layunin ng ating Panginoon.
We put our hands to the plow and we say, Lord, I'm going to serve you.
Linalagay natin ang ating kamay sa gawa ng Panginoon. Sasabihin natin, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo.
Lord, I'll follow you at any price.
Kahit na gaano kahirap, Panginoon.
I'll go wherever you want me to go.
Kahit saan mo ako gustong pumunta.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Kahit na anong gusto mong gawin ko.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Gagawin ko ang lahat ng iyong inutos.
And we put our hands to the plow.
At linagay natin ang kamay natin sa gawa.
And then what we do is we look back at the world.
At ang ginagawa natin ay lumilingon tayo sa mundong ito.
And we say, Lord, you're my master.
Sinasabi natin, Panginoon, ikaw ang Panginoon.
And Jesus says, keep your eyes on me.
Pero ang sabi ng Panginoon,
put your hand to the plows and keep your eyes on me, who's the author and the finisher of your faith.
Ilagay mo ang iyong tingin sa akin, sabi ng Panginoon. Ako ay nagsimula ng iyong buhay. Ako ang katapusan ng iyong buhay. Huwag kang lumingon.
How is it you can keep a straight line in your life?
Paano magiging matuwid ang ating buhay?
How is it that you can make Jesus your absolute master?
Paano natin na maging siya na maging Panginoon talaga ng ating buhay?
You must keep your eyes on Jesus.
Huwag mo alisin ang iyong tingin sa kay Jesus Cristo.
And your life can be laser like.
At diretso diretso talaga, parang laser yung buhay
straight
mo.
Line.
Napaka-straight talaga.
But most problems with Christians is that it's this way.
Pero
back and forth.
Problema ng mga Kristiyano ay hindi sila tumitingin kay Kristo at ang buhay nila ay palukto.
And they become unstable in all their ways.
At hindi na sila nagiging matibay.
As James, the half-brother of Jesus said, yung, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Katulad ng sinabi ni Santiago, yung kalahating kapatid ni Jesucristo, ang tao na dalawa ang isip niya, pabago-bagong isip niya, ay hindi matuwid.
And how is it that we become a double-minded man?
Paano tayo magiging dalawang isip bilang Kristiyano?
You say, Jesus, I'm going to keep my eyes on you. You're my absolute master. I'll go and I'll follow you.
Sinasabi natin, Panginoon, ikaw ang Panginoon ng aking buhay. Ako'y susunod sa iyo.
But then we start to look back.
Pero lumilingon tayo, tumitingin tayo.
We begin to long for the world.
Iniisip natin ang mundo.
We become enamored by the world instead of being enamored by Jesus, our absolute master.
Nagiging napaka nagmamangha nag humahanga tayo sa mundo kaysa sa Panginoon.
And Jesus said, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Ang sabi ng Panginoon, walang sino man na maglalagay ng kanyang kamay sa gawa at lumilingon ay karapat-dapat sa
kanyang. So if I say I'm a follower,
so kung sinasabi ko na ako ay sumusunod sa Panginoon,
I need to keep my eyes that way.
Kailangan tumitingin ako sa Panginoon.
Oh, it's this easy as we go on a mission trip, right?
Napakasimple pag pumupunta tayo sa mission trip.
We can say, oh, I've got my eyes on Jesus. We're focusing on Jesus.
Napakasimple sabihin na, nasa mission trip ako, tumitingin ako sa Panginoon.
It's easy when we come to church. Oh, we sing praise and everybody's together and we sing about Jesus.
Simple lang, pag pumunta tayo sa church, kasi kumakanta tayo, maawit tayo sa Panginoon.
And those are good things.
At yun ay magagandang mga gawa.
But then, what is it when we get out in the world?
Pero ano kaya pagtapos na tayo dito at lumalabas na tayo sa mundo?
Do we start to look back?
Lumilingon ba tayo?
Do we start to look back and be a double-minded man?
Yun, lumilingon tayo at tumitingin tayo kay Kristo, lumilingon tayo at nagiging doble na ang ating isip.
Look back at verse 23 and we're going to close here.
Tingnan mo na ang verse 23 at ito nang katapusan.
Jesus told them this, how does it that we do this that we do not become a double-minded man.
Itong solusyon ng Panginoon, sabi niya, itong dapat natin gawin para hindi tayo maging doble sa isip.
How is it that we can stay faithful and keep our hands to the plow?
Paano tayo magiging faithful at ilagay natin ang kamay natin sa gawa ng Panginoon?
Verse 23 says, and he said unto them all,
ang sabi ng verse 23, at sinabi niya sa lahat,
if any man will come after me,
kung sino man ang siya'y sumusunod sa akin,
let him deny himself.
Dapat tanggihan niya ang kanyang sarili,
and take up his cross,
at kunin niya ang kanyang krus,
daily and follow me.
Araw-araw, at sumunod siya sa akin.
For whosoever will save his life,
kasi kung sino man ang magliligtas ng kanyang buhay,
shall lose it.
Ay mawawala ang kanyang buhay.
But whosoever will lose his life for my sake,
pero sino man ang mawawalan ng buhay para sa akin,
the same shall save it.
Yun ang magliligtas sa kanyang buhay.
For what is a man advantaged?
Ano ang makukuha ng tao?
If he gain the whole world,
kung makuha niya ang buong mundo,
and lose himself,
pero mawalan,
or be a castaway,
o siya ay maitaboy ng Panginoon.
How sad would it be that when someone would say, Jesus, I'll follow you.
Nakakalungkot na sasabihin ng tao, Panginoon, susunod ako sa iyo.
Lord, I'll follow you at any price.
Kahit na gaano kahirap.
Lord, I'll go wherever you want me to go.
Kahit saan, Panginoon, pupunta ako.
Are you that person?
Ikaw ba yan?
Are you that one that said, Lord, whatever?
Ikaw ba nagsasabi, kahit ano, Panginoon?
Lord, I'm going to pick up my cross daily and follow you.
Gusto ko pong, Panginoon, na ikunin ko ang aking krus araw-araw.
It's not something we do on a weekly basis.
Hindi ito kada buwan.
Or monthly basis.
O kada month. Kada linggo, hindi ito kada linggo, hindi ito kada buwan.
But we must follow Him daily.
Kailangan sumunod tayo sa Kanya.
We must deny ourselves daily.
Tanggihan natin ang ating sarili.
We must say, not my will.
Sa dapat sabihin natin, hindi ang aking layunin.
But Thy will.
Kundi ang iyong layunin.
Lord, I need to lose myself.
Panginoon, kailangan na mawalan ako ng sa sarili ko.
Lord, this life is not about me.
At ang buhay na ito ay hindi sa akin.
But it's about you.
Pero ito ay sa iyo.
And Lord, I'll follow you at any price.
At Panginoon, ako'y susunod sa iyo kahit gaano kahirap.
I'll follow you whenever.
Kahit na saan.
Lord, I'll follow you in your time, whenever.
At susunod ako sa iyo sa iyong oras at kahit kailan.
And Lord, I'll follow you on your terms.
At susunod ako sa iyo at sa iyong layunin.
And whatever you want me to do.
Sa kahit na anong gusto mong gawin ko.
Lord, I'll do it.
Panginoon, gagawin ko po.
Are you a follower of Christ?
Sumusunod ka ba sa Diyos?
Are you willing to do whatever, however, and whenever He's called you to do it?
Handa ka na bang sumunod sa Panginoon kahit saan, kahit papaano, at kahit kailan?
And He says, pick up your cross.
Sabi niya, sige na.
Do it daily.
Ipulot mo na ang iyong krus, gawin mo ito araw-araw.
And follow me.
Sumunod ka sa akin. Let's bow and pray. Meron pong magsasabi, Panginoon, ako ay susunod sa iyo, pero humihingi po ako ng grasya kasi wala talagang kapangyarihan na sumunod sa iyo sa aking sarili lang. Kailangan ko ng grasya. Kailangan ko ng kapangyarihan. Pero magdededicate po ako sa iyo kung bibigyan mo po ako ng biyaya. At pangako ko sa iyo, pag binigyan mo po ako ng grasya at biyaya, gagamitin ko ang buhay ko para sa iyo. Amen? Pakitaas ng kamay kung yan ang desisyon mo. Gagamitin ko ang buhay ko para sa iyo, bigyan mo lang ako ng grasya, Panginoon. Pakitaas ng kamay. Let's God bless you. Father, you would say this. You would say, Father, if you give me the grace, if you give me the power, I'll serve you. Because I don't have it in me to serve you. My flesh is so wicked. My flesh is so bad. But if you give me the grace, I'll serve you, Lord. I'll do my best to serve you. If that's your heart's prayer, would you slip your hand up? Can I see your hand? I'll pray for you. Amen. Serve the Lord on His terms, not our terms. Bring glory to His name, not our name. Live for Him, not for self. It's worth serving Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the blessing of your holy word. I pray, Father, that the decisions that were made tonight would be sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit of God, that it would change lives for your honor and glory. And I thank you, God, for the grace that you give us to enable us to serve you, to transform us, to change us, to be more like Jesus. Now I pray, Father, that you would do a work in our hearts tonight. And I thank you for your word and thank you for your spirit. In Jesus' name. Panginoon, salamat po sa gawa ng iyong salita sa aming buhay, sa grasya na nasa inyo at kapangyarihan na pwedeng pumalit sa aming puso. Palitan niyo ang aming isip. Palitan niyo po ang aming buhay at ilalagay po namin sa iyong kamay ang aming buhay. Salamat sa iyong grasya, Panginoon. Salamat sa salita ng Diyos at sa banal na Espiritu. Kayo pong gumawa sa oras na ito. Sa pangalan ng Panginoon sa Kristo, i-bless niyo po kami. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You're dismissed.